April the 15th in the year of our Lord 2024, and you are listening to Law and Gospel. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and as is our custom on Mondays, we take a look at one of the readings for the following Sunday. That is the fourth Sunday of Easter. And rather than an Old Testament reading, the reading is from Acts chapter 4, 1 to 12. And then the epistle is 1 John 3, 16 to 24. And the gospel is John 10, 11 to 18. This fourth Sunday of Easter is also referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. So there is a psalm, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We're going to take a look, though, at the gospel for today from John 10. It's entitled, I Am the Good Shepherd. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. In other words, many a time the sheep were enclosed with a fence, and those who were robbing the sheep would often climb in over the fence, but not through the door that led into the pasture. Now that could mean a wolf or a lion. We know that David had to fight wild beasts when he was a shepherd. Chapter 10, verse 2. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, obviously, this is a quote from Jesus Christ. He is talking about that he enters by the proper door, and that is why he is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3, to him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now, this is very important, that Jesus is the good shepherd of sheep. The metaphor used here is not that he is the leader of pigs. There was an occasion when missionaries were attempting to translate this chapter, and the people where they were doing mission work were unaware of sheep, but they had pigs. So the translator talked about Jesus as leader of the pigs. But that simply doesn't work, because pigs are a lot smarter than sheep. Sheep need a leader. That's why Psalm 23 talks about being taken into green pastures and by still waters. Why still waters? Well, if a river is roaring along and a sheep steps into it, he could drown because his wool would become saturated. But the shepherd would make sure that the water is still, so that the sheep can drink from it and not drown. Now, verse 3 says the gatekeeper opens. Who's Jesus talking about? About the gatekeeper. That would be God the Father. He opens the gate. And the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now, what's Jesus talking about there? It's no doubt true that sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd. And in fact, if it is not their own shepherd, they will flee from him. Now, what has that got to do with the Bible? The sheep are a metaphor that God wants to use to show us that he is our shepherd, we are his sheep, and when he calls us by name and leads them out, this is referring to baptism. I baptize Tom Baker in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in that sacrament of baptism, you are called by name. And from what are you led out of? You're led out of the kingdom of Satan. Being led out of the kingdom of Satan, you enter into the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Christian Church. And in that sacrament of baptism, you therefore receive gifts, such as a gift of the Holy Spirit to lead you in the works of sanctification, and the gift of the forgiveness of sins, so that heaven is your home. Verse 4 of chapter 10 of John. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. Why? For they know his voice. Now, what does that mean? In a spiritual sense, how do we hear the voice of Jesus? Every time we study the Bible, we are studying the voice of Jesus. We find the voice of Jesus not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament. Remember Mount Sinai, Jesus, and the burning bush, and Moses given the assignment to go to Egypt and redeem the people from slavery. And when Moses asks the name of God, he hears the name Yahweh. I am who I am. And so a lot of times in the Bible, when Jesus is referred to as I am, that is the name of God. Remember, it occurs in the Garden of Gethsemane, after Jesus is being arrested. And when they ask him, are you Jesus of Nazareth? He says, I am. And the soldiers fall down because from their point of view, they are in the presence of blasphemy. Here is a human being saying that he is God. Now, after the sheep hear the proper voice, verse 5 talks about a stranger. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him. Why will they flee from him? For they do not know the voice of strangers. Now, even the Bible talks about this as an extended metaphor of what it means to be in the kingdom of God. In fact, verse 6 begins, "This figure of speech Jesus used with them." In other words, he was using the metaphor of him being a shepherd, they being the sheep. But then the rest of verse 6 says, "But they did not understand what he was saying to them." Boy, do we ever find that a lot in the New Testament, where Jesus would say things and the disciples would misconstrue them. And at times, they would even get angry at Jesus. Like when he said, "Well, I'm going to Jerusalem to die, but in 3 days after my death, I will be raised from the dead." Peter argued with him. "No, we'll watch over you, Jesus." And Jesus replied to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." So, what else was this figure of speech talked about in verse 6? Verse 7 explains. Jesus says, "Truly, truly," the King James often uses, "verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." In other words, Jesus has been prepared by the Father to be the door through which the sheep will travel from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. Verse 8, "All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them." Now, to whom is Jesus referring? Those were the evil teachers. Many of the kings of Judah and Israel were false prophets. They did not believe in God the way they should have. And it was the task of the church to get them to give the true doctrine rather than the false doctrine of thieves and robbers. How are false teachers thieves and robbers? Because unfortunately, as they speak their false teaching, there are those who will follow them, and they will be in the kingdom of Satan rather in the kingdom of God. Jesus says, verse 9, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." in contrast to the thief, who comes only to steal and kill and destroy by robbing the sheep from the shepherd. And that reminds us of Psalm 23, that Jesus leads us into good pasture and still water. He says in verse 10, the real purpose of him being the shepherd. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Wow. What does that mean? How did Jesus bring us life? Because prior to believing in the promises of Jesus Christ, we were in death. We not only were dead sinners, but we were going to hell. But through faith, in believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sins, we therefore have our sins paid for, and we receive life. And verse 11 talks about how that happens. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. What a wonderful summary of the purpose of the cross. Jesus lays down his life to pay for our sins, so that those who believe in Jesus, who trust him, who have faith given by the Holy Spirit, they have new life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Verse 12 again contradicts or contrasts Jesus from a hired man. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. That's the goal of false prophets, who are really disciples of Satan. He flees because he is a hired hand. And then the next part is so important for understanding the church. He is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. That's the difference. Jesus cares for you. That's why you are the sheep. That's why you have been given faith. That's why you have new life. That's why heaven is your home. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Now, what does that mean? Do you know Jesus? You know him in worship. For in worship, you have much said that Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep, and that we have received life by his name. And that life releases us from eternal death. That's because Jesus knows us He got to know us in the waters of baptism. And we got to know him through the faith. Verse 15. Just as the Father knows me, this is Jesus talking, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. Now, who are the other sheep? Jesus is referring to the Gentiles, people not descended from Abraham, not part of Israel. But these people will be brought into the flock also. In fact, if you take a look at Romans 9 and following, what is the church called? It's called the New Israel. There are two Israels. Those people who think they're saved because they're related to Abraham. And then those people who know they're saved because they're related to the Abraham of faith, who believe the words of God, that through him and Isaac, all the nations of the world would be blessed. What does Jesus say about these other sheep? I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. That reminds us of the Mount of Transfiguration, where God the Father says, listen to him. That is how Jesus is our shepherd. By listening to him, we follow his word. It's the life of sanctification, where we are able to do good works with the proper motivation, namely, because of his love for us. For God first loved us so that we might love him. That's the opposite to the way the world normally thinks. The world thinks we must first love God, and then as a reward, he will love us and save us. No, that is backwards. First, God loves us, and he showed that love by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world as a human being for the purpose of being able to die on the cross. Yes, this is a great mystery, which Jerome translates as sacrament, namely, that God died on the cross. But the mystery is turned around 3 days later when God rises from the dead. Jesus says, these other sheep will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me. Because what? I lay down my life, then I may take it up again. What does it mean that he lays down his life? He willingly goes the way of the cross and pays the punishment for our sins. He dies so that we might live. He's raised from the dead and fulfills the promise from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Jesus says, I lay down my life that I may take it up again. In fact, he was talking about that when he said, destroy this temple and I will raise it in 3 days. He was talking about his body. The unbelieving Pharisees thought he was talking about the temple that Herod had spent 46 years in rebuilding. No, Jesus' body is the temple of the church. He says in verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. He willingly allows himself to die. What a wonderful passage about Jesus being the good shepherd. But more wonderful is that we are his sheep. A great message to share with your friends and sing in the liturgy. Join us tomorrow for the hymn of the day. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.